Tracy, good to see you on the cover this week. I see you have a lot of coverage of one of our biggest annual entertainment events, the Country Music Festival in Las Cruces.
Yes, that's right. It was held last weekend in a new location downtown, Plaza de Las Cruces. It's also a new date. Was previously in April. This is October. We had nicer weather, not as windy as it usually is, and luckily the rain held off most of the time. But we've got a nice big photo of Rick Trevino on our cover, and some of the other performers included Dwight Yoakam, Sawyer Brown, Randy Houser, Frankie Ballard, and it was just kind of a flashback for me growing up listening to some of these country artists back in late 80s, early 90s. So it was a fun event.
Great.
Got some great pictures out of it.
I'm glad you got to enjoy that. I know that a lot of people looked forward to that every year. Well, I know in news, we've been talking about this for months on end. The election coverage continues. We're almost there to the election. And this week, you have interviews with both Republicans in major races, our gubernatorial race, and also Congressional District 2.
Yes, yeah, so second to last edition before the election. We've been, like you said, talking about it a lot, so I'm sure everyone's getting a little tired. But it's early voting's open now. Everyone can get out there and vote. This week in the bulletin, we've got a profile on Steve Pierce's run for governor, like you said, and a profile on Yvette Harrell's run for the seat that Steve Pierce is vacating, the U.S. House seat. Next week, we should have a profile on Michelle Lujan Grisham and Xochitl Torres-Small. We also have a short little piece about how many people are registered to vote in Doñana County, which is more than 116,000. Mm-hmm. We're off to a good start on early voting with almost 10,000 people having voted on the first day of early voting. We also have a story looking at Bond D and what that could mean for NMSU, and a large chunk of those funds will pay for three new buildings on campus. So
okay.
We have a lot of information in there about election.
All right. Also in news this week, lots happening in downtown Las Cruces. You have an update for us.
Yeah, we have a couple of stories, actually, about downtown. One of them revolves around the city council meeting. The Church Water Street construction is continuing progress now on the north side of the downtown area. The roundabout will begin. The construction on the roundabout will begin after November 10th, the Veterans Day Parade. The Amador project is finishing up, and renovations on Amador Hotel are ongoing. So, did you know that there are solar-powered benches downtown that measure pedestrian traffic?
I did not.
They have been there for over a year, and they're installing some new ones with the new construction.
How about that?
And they're using it as an economic development tool to draw businesses downtown.
How about
which
that?
Ties into our companion piece in business, which talks about new businesses that are opening up downtown.
Very interesting. I also saw they got some kiosks down there for visitors to learn more about what's available in downtown Las Cruces. So.
And Visit Las Cruces has their signage up now.
Yeah.
So it's starting to all come together.
Yeah, it's really going to be neat. Yeah. All right. Also in news, there are some coat drives underway.
It's that time of year again, starting to cool off. These coat drives are really picking up some steam. The Gospel Rescue Mission, as always, in great need of anything warm, blankets and coats especially, all sizes, all ages. Coats for Kids, a really strong coat drive every year in Las Cruces, continues this year. There are various locations throughout Las Cruces where you can drop off new and gently used coats for kids.
Okay, and finally, I'm glad we had time for this. A big art story is also a big business story.
Yes, and
Netflix
news.
In New Mexico.
Yes, so many of you know probably by now that Netflix bought a production studio in Albuquerque. And we have a short piece that talks about what that might mean for Las Cruces. Senator Steinborn, who is also president of Film Las Cruces, talks about how once the productions that are currently underway in Albuquerque get phased out by Netflix could bring some projects down here and create some jobs.
Very exciting stuff. All right. Tracy Roy, she is the content director for the Las Cruces Bulletin with us every week. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.